This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. India and Israel have reiterated zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. The real gross domestic product, that is GDP, has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation said the buoyant growth in services sector has been found to be a major driver in the estimated real growth. The manufacturing and construction in the secondary sector has been estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that country's reform express continues to gain momentum. Responding to the GDP numbers, Mr. Modi said that this is powered by the NDA government's comprehensive investment push and demand-led policies. He said that the government is working to realize the dream of prosperous India, be it infrastructure, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods or ease of doing business. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that France is among India's oldest strategic partners and as two nations committed to multipolarity, working together is important for stabilizing the global policies at this stage. In his opening remarks during meeting with Foreign Minister of France, Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris, Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship. He noted that the meeting is taking place in the backdrop of considerable global uncertainty, and it is natural that strategic partners consult very closely. BJP National President JP Nadda will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal today and tomorrow as the party intensifies its preparations for the 2026 assembly elections. During his visit, Mr. Nadda will hold a co-meeting of the party's West Bengal unit and interact with several district-level party leaders. He will also meet members of the BJP doctor's cell. Several organizational meetings are scheduled today, during which he will take ground-level feedback from BJP workers and review preparations for the upcoming elections. Tomorrow, Mr. Nadda will attend official meetings related to his union ministry. According to the sources, BJP National Working President Nitin Naveen is also expected to visit West Bengal soon. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that the United States has a three-step plan for Venezuela that will begin with stabilizing the country after U.S. forces seized leader Nicolas Maduro on Saturday, overseeing the country's recovery and finally a transition. Speaking after briefing U.S. senators on Trump administration's plan for the Latin American country, Rubio said that we don't want it descending into chaos. The second phase will be a phase that we call recovery, and that is ensuring that American, Western and other companies have access to the Venezuelan market in a way that's fair. Rubio added that at the same time, begin to create the process of reconciliation nationally within Venezuela, so that the opposition forces can be amnestied and released and from prisons or brought back to the country and begin to rebuild civil society. And then the third phase will be one of transition. India Meteorological Department, that is IMD, has issued orange color warning for dense to very dense fog in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar for today. The weather agency has predicted dense fog over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, West Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal and northeastern states for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.